Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Welcome, everybody, to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday. You guys will not believe this. I know sometimes I have two guests. If I have three guests, I'm like, oh, my God, I got three guests. This is awesome. I have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Like, there's like eight of us in this room right now. It's amazing. And it's Teen View Magazine. I want to learn all about you. I want to get everybody's names. And we'll just kind of go from there, and then we'll talk about this really cool campaign we have going on in the city. So we'll start with you. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Tyla Cartwright.
Tyla.
Hi, I'm Nicole Shatkowska.
Nicole, okay. And sir, where are you from?
AJ McDaniel, I'm from Newton, Kansas.
Awesome. In the back, sir?
Ricky Lashley.
And you?
I'm Taylor Cartwright, I'm from the Bahamas.
So are you guys all a part of Teen View Magazine?
Yes, we are.
Awesome. Okay, so Marquise Murphy, anybody can chime in. First of all, what exactly is Teen View Magazine?
All right, well, Teen View Magazine is a magazine for teens by teens from a teen's point of view. We've been around for actually since 2004 is when we actually started. And from there, we have made a lot of different transitions. But right now, we're excited. We are now a digital magazine that we put on our website, teenviewmagazine.com.
Nice.
And that's done by the young people as well.
Very cool. So everyone here in the room, do you guys volunteer? What do you do with Teen View?
You can say we're volunteering for Teen View.
Okay.
It's a club at the school.
Which school?
Life Prep.
Oh, okay, Life Prep. Got it. And so there's this campaign going on called Park the Phone. What is Park the Phone, you guys?
Park the Phone, it is an educational campaign to spread awareness about road accidents in the United States.
Now, when you say road accidents, pretty much most of that's what? Texting, just doing a bunch of stuff on your phone instead of driving?
Just distracted driving. Yeah.
Park the Phone. What exactly are you guys doing here in Wichita? Are you guys just kind of campaigning, going to different businesses? Or
a large part of our campaign is going around to different high schools in the area and either showing a full day activity of showing how texting and driving affects people by taking kids out of classes and making them as if they were dead and gone.
Oh, wow.
Shows the real impact it has. Other ones, we're just going in and setting up booths and encouraging kids to, you know, park the phone and take the pledge. We're trying to reach 1,000 kids over the course of this month and just kind of post that up.
And in the process of parking the phone, we have little phone holders that they could put in their car so they can actually park their phone.
Oh, nice. What inspired Park the Phone?
Well, we actually had a young lady that was in the club, and she had this idea of bringing awareness. So if she brought the idea, we wanted to make it happen. So we started the campaign off of her idea.
Now, this club, you guys, where is the club located? Is this something other teens can be a part of?
Well, we have clubs in different locations right now. We have it at Andover Central, Life Prep, and Southeast. We're working on getting inside some other schools as we speak. We also, those are kind of school-based, so we take the students that's inside the school, but we meet every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. at Shaka Studios,
okay.
And that's kind of open to everyone.
Oh, okay, and you said that's every Thursday where at?
At Shaka Studios, that is 3805 East Harry, and we meet every Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30.
Very cool. How long have you been doing this campaign, Park the Phone?
Actually, it's the second year for Park the Phone, but we tried to do it last year, and it was really, you know, we were just trying to get it all figured out and planned out. This year, we're so excited. We're doing so much more with it, and it's been really awesome. You know, like I said earlier, like, since 2004 with the magazine, we are first a program that teaches financial literacy.
I saw that.
Yeah, so the parent company is called the Youth Educational Empowerment Program.
Yeet.
Yeah, everybody say yeet. Yeet. Yeah, there you go. All right. So, you know, we enjoy trying to teach young people about financial literacy, but some of the teenagers didn't quite grasp that concept very well. They didn't really think that they can do those things here in Wichita. So what we did is, and we were working with the Boys and Girls Club at the time.
Yeah.
So what we did is we wanted to create some type of a platform so that they can see the things that they are passionate about is possible. And, you know, since you asked that question, power was very, very, I would say, influential in our growth and our development. Because when we first started, Greg allowed our teens to come to a concert. This is back when he brought in, I think it was
John B.
Yeah, he brought in
wow.
John B. Yes, it's many years ago. And so, but it was great because the kids had the opportunity to come and they got to interview John B. and their managers. And because of that, then, you know, we really were able to take it. The kids had passion, figure out they could do different things. And so with that, now we're trying to do more things like Park the Phone.
That's awesome. So now you guys, how long have you guys been a part of Park the Phone or Teen Magazine?
Well, I'm here like only for 3 weeks in the school. So like I'm part of the Teen View for 3 weeks right now.
Nice. Now, where are you from?
I'm from Poland.
Oh, very cool. How are you liking it here?
Mm-hmm.
It's good? Uh-huh, it's good. When you say you want people to take a pledge for Park the Phone, what exactly does that mean?
There's a message that they can text. They can message the number 54244, and you have to text Park It, and they will send a link. You press the link, and you go to the website. You fill in the information and just make a pledge.
A pledge to just kind of like stay off your phone when you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Or Park It.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So you text Park It to 54244.
Yes.
And so the goal is 1,000 people.
1,000 people. Yes, ma'am.
To make this pledge, not use a phone while driving their cars, which is so important. Teens, you know, you guys are learning how to drive, and you already have so many other distractions, mm-hmm. even us adults.
Yes,
and
adults.
Yeah, I have a high schooler who's like, Mom, get off your phone. I'm like, okay, you're right. I'm off. So I think that's really cool. So if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, we have a group of awesome teens in here with us. They are with Teen View Magazine. And you may or may not know that the Teen View Magazine is, they're part of the Youth Educational Empowerment Program, better known as
YEEP.
This is a nonprofit organization that helps empower individuals to set goals that they may be financially fit for the most productive future. But to take it even a step further, we got Park the Phone. And what they're doing is, this is a campaign. They want you to be a part of it. They want to raise awareness about distracted drivers. So it's Park the Phone. You can text Park It to 54244, guys. Yes. Is that right?
And then make sure you follow the link and register or pledge.
So you'll get something replied to your text. You want to pledge, follow the link as soon as it comes into you.
Well, we want to tell you some statistics that people may not be aware of.
Please.
Okay, well, one of every four accidents in the U.S. are caused by distracted driving, texting while driving.
Every day, 11 teenagers die because of distracted driving.
Wow.
64% of all road accidents in the U.S. involve a cell phone.
Most of the teenagers understand the consequences of texting and driving, but still a lot of them is doing this.
Reading a text message while driving successfully distracts the driver for a minimum of 5 seconds each time.
Texting and driving is 6 times more likely to get you in an accident than drunk driving. So it's really a lot.
Wow,
more.
Say that one more time.
Texting and driving is 6 times more likely to get you in an accident than drunk driving.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot more.
That's
unexpectedly dangerous.
Right.
Teen drivers have a 400% higher chance of being in a car crash when texting while driving than adults.
And of course, we don't want to just throw out texting. You know, the whole focus of this is distracted driving.
Sure.
So you're talking about people trying to change their radio. You know,
put
some
on
people
their
can't
makeup.
Do or put on their makeup, eating.
Putting their contacts
in. Uh-oh, he's telling on himself. You know, but one of the other things I think that we need to address is snapping and driving. You know, Snapchat
yes.
is a big thing, you know, of course, among teenagers. And so, of course, it's easy to get out there and look at how fast you're going. And, you know, it has that little, you know, that feature. So, not really a good idea while you're driving. So there's so many things that can happen. It's not just texting. What we're trying to get people to do is park the phone. Put your phone up. When you put your car in drive, you're parking your phone. You pick it up once you put your car in park after that. So.
And I know there's some providers now where they're like, hey, so-and-so's driving right now. When she's done,
Yes. We'll
get back with you. I had a friend who had that.
Yes, that's a great feature. I wish a lot of people would take advantage of it. But, of course, I mean, it's really easy to just go down the street even now. And some people may even be on the radio, I mean, hearing us now, listening to us, probably on their phone as we speak, you know. It's very, very dangerous. And it doesn't seem like much. And just like everyone else, we feel like we can take, you know, we can handle it. It's not a big issue. But that's the furthest thing from the truth. We want to make sure that you get home safely. It's not just teenagers, it's everyone. So let's put down the phone.
Absolutely. Hey, if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, we are talking about parking the phone. This is the second year this campaign is happening, and they're with Teen View Magazine. And give me the website again, and people can check out Teen View Magazine, teenviewmagazine.com.
Teenviewmagazine.com, yes, ma'am.
And if you want to be a part of this campaign, look, they're trying to raise awareness about this and get 1,000 people to make this pledge to not use their phone while driving their cars. And like Marquise just said, it's not just texting, it's snapping, it's looking in the mirror doing stuff. Maybe it's not just your phone. It's doing everything but driving in your car. So go ahead and text Park It right now to 54244. And tomorrow we will have this posted up on our website at power935.com under Empower Wichita. If you need to get all this information, we'll have some of the helpful links to Teen Magazine. You guys remind me, every Thursday, you guys get together at 6:30, 3805 East Terry, to talk about all this. And
yes, we talk about not only this, but what else is going on in Wichita and in teen lives. We are
That's really cool.
Currently recruiting. And, yes, so.
And so if somebody's interested in being a part of Teen View Magazine, they just want to be a part of the camp, what's the best way for them to reach you?
They can go to the website, or they can also call us at 281-4333.
Yes.
281-4333.
And just to add on to that, you know, Teen View Magazine is about trying to help you be the best you that you could possibly be. It's one of the reasons why we have these wonderful teens here today, giving them experiences. Now, we have some of them here who are OGs at this. They know what they're doing. But there's some of us who are, it's our first time.
Sure.
And so that's what we try to offer with Teen View Magazine. Give young people an opportunity to grow their skills and do things such as, you know, be on the radio and hang out with Carla. How great is that, right?
Well, you know. Well, hey, I want to thank you guys because this is my first time talking with Teen View Magazine, and you guys have been awesome. I would love for you guys to come back next year. You were here last year with Hitman. He had nothing but awesome things to say about you guys. So we're going to wrap up. Did you guys want to say anything before we go?
We just have one question. Can we get you to make the pledge?
I'll do it.
All right, I'll do it right now.
I'm going to pull out my phone. Here, you know what? Hold on. Let's do this. So we're going to text to
554-244. Park it.
Park it.
No space.
No space. Park it. Park it. Okay. It's waiting. Oh, there it is. Thank you for your interest in being a safe driver. Please click the link below to complete the pledge. Boom.
All right.
And it's a win it.
She just made the play. Give it up for her. Come on, guys. All right.
Thank you. All right. It's Empower Wichita. We'll be right back on Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.